Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So no mai haere mai ki tō mātou punua pāho te whakaturanga o Morere Rawa e Mara. Welcome to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show. Thank you guys for listening in, watching in again to our locked up...
Oh, Jermaine, are you wrapping up the show already?
No, well, I'm
music
just...
Music by SFT Bits.
James, why do you always question my hosting? Little Brother host.
You know what?
Can we make a t-shirt that says Little Brother host?
James has people
you'll buy it.
The audience doesn't know this, but James has been getting a lot of, I mean, this is great for James, but also it's a little bit like sad, but he's been getting a lot of auditions to be hosts of things but hasn't quite nailed down one.
This is truly
like that, and I like get to quite close.
Yeah, it gets very close every time.
This is like truly a peek behind the curtain. This is 100%. I want the listeners and watchers to know that this is a true thing that James has talked to us about.
He's very behind the curtain right now.
He's literally, like, I just opened up to these boys about how hard it was and how I was feeling and vulnerable James... emotionally, and then loaded it up as ammo immediately as soon as we started.
And because James is like getting all these host auditions, I feel like he's like, look, man, let me just kind of coach you through how you host something. I don't
it's
think.
Not
oh,
that.
Are you? Because it sounds like you're doing the end at the beginning, and that just kind of.
Yeah, it's your inflection in your voice. Maybe if you go down, you'll sound more assertive.
By the way, all those hosting auditions, James, I got all of them. I got all those hosting.
You got all the jobs.
Oh. All the jobs. I'm hosting.
Wow.
You think they'd get it? Someone
you're
who knows
the,
how to host.
You're the host of Nazi TV.
Oh, you're the host of Filipino Daily TV?
Yep, host of both those things.
Oh yeah, weird.
Nice.
committing to the joke. Hosting all that.
Nice.
Yes, and that.
Yes,
Nazi TV sounds like something that would have been on Triangle TV in the 90s. Just some bald guy hosting it, you know?
What are you
gonna Triangle
say, James?
TV execs are like, are we gonna keep letting these Nazis have a show?
There were
show
no Triangle TV execs. There was one guy.
It's one guy with a mixing board and a laptop.
There's one guy with a mixing board in Sandringham being like, God, I hope someone applies to put a TV show on this channel.
And Nazi TV did.
yeah.
Were you about to say anyway, welcome back. You were going to say something. Oh, or again, try to pop in with the hosting. Anyway, guys, welcome back. Try to move it along. Don't
yeah, good, James. Back off,
yeah,
man.
Try to move along, man.
Just back it off,
look,
man.
I already do all the tech and the producing for this. I might as well host it as well.
Wow.
No! Don't you!
You're taking the one thing that Jermaine cares about in his life.
This is the only thing. Forget his daughter, forget his wife, forget his beautiful house. Hosting the show.
This is the
hosting
only thing
what I live
podcast
for. This is the whole reason I'm alive. Six days a week, I wake up sad because I don't get to host a podcast that day. All right.
Speaking of things that I live for,
oh,
I
fuck
talk
off
about this on the
nah,
show.
Get fucked.
Jermaine already knows what it is.
Fuck you. Eat a fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Eat a what? Eat a what, Jermaine?
Nah,
eat a brioche bun.
Just say it. Yeah, just do it then.
So, do you know what I'm going to talk about?
Yes, I know what you're going to talk about.
I know.
Speaking of things I live for, I had a beautiful interaction with Jermaine this week on our Instagram account. So, for context, all of us have access to our group.
Pax, what's
all of
going
us
on?
Have access. All of us has access to our freaking Dangerous Bro Instagram account.
And, no, okay, keep going.
Yeah, one afternoon I got a message on our Instagram account, and I was like, oh, well, I wonder what this is. And it was Jermaine.
Wait, give it more context. Give it more context. Go back
so angry,
in time.
So angry, so furious that you're telling the story, but also wants you to tell the story better.
Go back in time. No, because if you give it a bit more context, you'll be on my side a little bit more. Go back in time. As to what? Who posted? Someone posted a thing, and then just go.
Okay. So our friend Liger. Bloody Samoan Art, who is a good artist and wrestler, who actually made that painting, did that painting right there behind
the
Well,
that's
Jermaine,
what
that,
this
that
is about.
Drawing. That's what it's about. So we posted a video, obviously that was in it, and then he saw his own artwork behind the background of our show, our clip, and he shared the video on his story, being like, hey, look, that's my artwork, shout out to Freaking Dangerous Bro. And then I shared his story on our story on Instagram. And then Jermaine responded to our story and messaged us as if he was on to Liger. And I logged in and everything, and I get a message from Jermaine to our account that says, oh, it's actually your paint. James gifted me your painting, bro. And I had to go, Jermaine, you old fuck. You've just messaged our account from your personal account. And it was my favorite thing.
My
and then
Instagram,
he just got angry again.
Instagram
like this.
Stories is stupid. That's what I'm saying. Because...
Why?
Someone does an Instagram story and then you go, I like that story, I'm going to add it to my stories, it doesn't connect back to the original story. But on Twitter, I use Twitter. And when I retweet, if I retweet a tweet and someone replies to that retweet, it's going back to the original person. So when I replied to the thing and said, I always thought I was talking to a bloody Samoan, not a bloody Samoan. I thought I was talking to bloody Samoan Art / Liger.
Mm.
I thought I was talking to him, but he doesn't even know that this conversation happened. But you stole his content and put it on our story.
I stole his content.
I don't know, man.
You know
what? You know what? Look, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to
yeah.
do.
Do you know,
no, what? Shut up.
What
Today,
are you going to do, Jermaine?
I'm furious now. So what I'm going to do is okay. I'm going to hand over the hosting duties of the podcast.
To Pax.
Pax, you can host for the day.
All right. G'day, fellas and fellettes.
Fellettes?
Pax Asadi here, numero uno, hosto mundo. Welcome to the Friggin' Dames Bro Show. Today, we got a great show in store for you.
That's one of my favorite new things that Pax does. I didn't notice he did that before. For me, it's a recent addition to his repertoire.
Yeah,
it is very new. It's a very sloppy Joe thing.
Yeah, it's a very, started the sloppy Joes, it's something that kind of was birthed from that.
The thing is, okay. Let's
shout out to Sloppy Joes, by the way.
Hey, shout out Slappy Joes. There's a Sloppy Joes
and
there's
the
a
Slappy Joes.
And then there's Sloppy Joes. And then there's Sloppy Moes as well.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Sloppy
Moustaches?
But they're all incarcerated.
Yeah, they're all in jail.
I love that you went along with that.
Yeah, improv, baby.
Okay, and so go back to the oh, who's this kid in the background?
Oh,
yes. Can I help you?
Immediately hid behind Pax. What does it say?
She gave it to me and said, "This is mail."
Oh, it's mail. You can mail on a Sunday.
Oh,
no, I think it's old mail. It's just Watercare asking for $58. And they ain't getting it. Come find me, Watercare, if you want your money.
They have your address.
Yeah, they literally know where you live.
No, I'll pay it.
Oh, no, joke, no, joke, joke. I'll pay it.
Treating
Watercare like he's like a friend that lent you money.
You ain't shit, Watercare.
Okay, so going back to me accidentally replying to Freaking Dangerous Bro instead of Bloody Samoan Art.
Yeah.
Then I immediately knew it had happened. Because James goes, you've responded to the FDB account. And I just went, fuck you.
And I was so like, angry so immediately.
I was like, get angry. Fucked. And then I said, don't screenshot this.
And as Jermaine typed, don't screenshot this, I was screenshotting it already. And we will be posting that on our social media pages. So if you want to see, follow us on follow.
All I ask, James, when you post it on our social media, yeah, is that you blur out me saying the C word.
Well, people know what it is. What's the difference?
Well, I just don't want to be, you know.
But now you've said it. Now people know if there's any blur, everyone knows, oh, there's the C word under that blur.
Okay, instead of blurring it, I'll Photoshop it to make it look like you said cool.
Yeah. Say cool. Say, I said...
yeah, don't screenshot this cool.
Nah, it's you fucking cool. All right.
Anyway, it's fine. Jermaine, I'm just roasting you because it's funny. Can you give us a funny reaction? If you just let the shit off your back like a duck off the water of the duck's back.
Wow! Duck off the water off the duck's back, you dumb idiot! You're a stupid piece of shit! I'm screenshotting this, and I'm going to show it to the world!
Jermaine, I don't know if you know how webcams work, and we're literally recording as we speak, so you don't need to screenshot anything.
Did you say if you let a duck off a duck's back or a duck off a water's back?
No, I actually started the wrong thing and I corrected myself to water off a duck's back. But if you just let it slide like that, it's fine. Then if you don't give a reaction, it's not a big deal.
Don't give a rat's ass, Jermaine. You know a rat's ass? Don't give it.
Do you have a rat's ass in your hand? Keep holding it.
Don't give it.
Hold on to it.
You give that rat's ass.
Seething. He's seething right now.
Great advice. Really good. Anyway.
He's the early 2000s rock band Seether right now.
I have been thinking about like advice that I'll give to Corfi, like when she's at school and stuff. Because we all know, and because this is happening right now, if you give no reaction, people will stop. They'll stop bullying.
Yeah, the reaction is the best part.
The reaction is the bit.
Jermaine, are we bullying you?
No.
Yes.
I mean, yes. In a way, yes. But I also know that when it happens, that it's bloody good content, mate.
It's gonna
make people laugh.
Yes, sacrifice but I'm yourself also, like, worth. Yeah,
I'm also
yeah,
embarrassed yeah. though. You know, like at the same time, I'm both embarrassed because because we're comedians, and you know, like that if something's embarrassing to you, you're like, well, it's going to be funny
to
someone
funny
else.
To other people.
The more legitimately embarrassing it is, the more funny it is. Which is the one of the worst parts of comedy is that we're like wolves, and when we see someone's genuinely embarrassed, we jump on them. But
and
boy,
we
it's crack
rip
up.
Their throats out, and we just eat it.
yeah, eat it. We saute it first.
Saute it,
and then put some mint on it.
A little bit of garlic.
Yeah, we're not savages, man.
Yeah, and then we chop it up nicely, and we eat it.
We're half wolf
riff about cannibalism.
We're half wolves, half Jamie Oliver. That's who we are.
We're werewolves that are ravenous and vicious, but we've got a cooking show on True TV.
In it.
Does Jamie Oliver say in it?
He doesn't say in it. He's British. He says get in. He says that. He says
what is he saying? Who is he saying get in to?
Like
the meat into the pan. Get in.
Get in.
Well, it's
into the pan.
It's the British thing where they say get in. It's like it's I think it's from football, like soccer. But it's just to celebrate. It's just like get in. Like I think And so he does that. He says bush bash bosh, which is
bush,
another.
Bash, bosh, yep, very
another.
British.
Do you know what's annoying for Jamie? Like if he's like picking up his friends and his friends are late. And he's like, get in! And they're like, crack up!
Yeah, get in!
So no, get the like, fucking
get in! Get in! Yeah, get in!
Yeah, get in! I got another person to pick up! Come on!
Jamie Oliver is an Uber driver.
Any context we have to tell someone to get in something and he's in a rush is a nightmare for Jamie Oliver. At the pool.
Anyway, are we gonna?
You're gonna get sick. Get in the hot water. Yeah, get in.
Get in.
Anything.
I'm trying to think of other stuff Jamie Oliver says. Those are the only two things.
Paprika? He must say paprika every now and then.
I've watched a lot of his cooking show, and
he's never said
paprika. Only a couple times has he put paprika in.
He drains his rice. I know he went viral for that.
Does
he? He makes rice weird. Yeah. He drains it instead of just letting the water evaporate like a regular person.
No, Persians drain the rice.
What?
Well, we make superior rice to any other rice.
You make... Oh, that's absolutely wrong, but...
No, it's true.
Your rice is so long. Is it rice? Is it noodles? What is it?
Yeah, dog, we got hung... our rice is hung, dog.
Yo, this rice is... shaped like a dick.
Yeah. We got a horse rice.
Does this rice have balls on it?
Someone real proud of how long their rice is. Because they think it's like dick size.
All right, let's get into the show, shall we?
I would love to have a rice battle where you make Filipino rice. I make Persian rice.
And I make rice out of the packet.
Uncle Ben's.
Yeah, you make Uncle Ben's
just
rice.
Heat up some rice.
And then we get an impartial party to taste all three rices.
But what's
one?
What's impartial? Because if they're Persian, right, they'll be like...
No, white. Yeah. White person. White person is the most impartial.
Yeah, no skin in the game
is the
at
most
all.
Impartial.
Yeah, they have no skin in the game.
You
at
know,
all.
In all of history, white people are famously impartial.
Historically, they're so impartial.
They're so impartial.
No, when it comes to rice, you can't get more impartial than a white person.
Okay,
specifically
so
rice.
Let's set up a rice battle then.
We're going to have a rice battle? Yeah.
It's like a roast battle, but your rice is so small.
Comedy
How
Central's
small
rice battle.
Rice battle. Rice battle sounds like a parody SNL kung fu movie.
Yeah.
Rice battle.
You know, starring Jackie Chan.
Which would only have flown in like the 90s SNL.
Yeah, the 90s, yeah. It's like a fucking Jim Belushi sketch or something.
Sounds crack up.
It sounds crack up, actually.
I watched Casper this week. You remember the 90s?
The Friendly Ghost.
The Christina Ricci one?
The Christina Ricci one.
That movie slaps. This one? Can I keep you?
Yeah,
that
one? The creepiest fuck.
Who's Christina Ricci?
She was...
Lionel Richie's daughter, dog.
She's not Lionel Richie's daughter. That is Nicole Richie. That's somebody else.
Nicole Richie.
So Nicole Richie's in this movie?
No, she's not.
Okay.
I'm unsure.
No, don't. Look, I'm all for any risk.
I'm talking about Casper.
Don't shit on Casper.
So,
don't shit on Casper.
I watched Casper, and so there's the haunted house, and there's the bad guys, and they're trying to get people to get the ghosts out of the house. And they get a priest, and the priest turns up, and they're like, do you know how to do this? And he's like, yeah, I've watched some YouTube videos, and the priest is really funny. I'm like watching it, and I'm like, this priest is so funny. Who is this person? Like, this must be a comedian. Like, what's going on here? This is really good. And then I look at the credit. When the credits come up, I look and I see the actor's name. And so I Google, and the guy.
He's an entertainer.
The guy, the character is a character from Saturday Night Live. And they took the character and got him to play it in Casper, where no kids would get the reference.
No way!
Yeah, but the character's so funny. It's like this priest. It's this kind of... I don't know if it's iconic, but the character's...
It's like a well-known... well-known enough to be like, let's put that in our
movie. Yeah, well-known enough. It was real... I was just like... But it's funny, as a comedian, I recognize that. I was like, that's really funny. Mm. Like, that person is funny. That character's funny. There's something about this that is actually funny.
It's so... A comedian's response to if you find something funny, go, that's really funny.
No.
But
no,
also, but... not only going, that's really funny, but also then going, why are they funny?
Yeah. It's why are they funny?
This funny.
Why are
they
funny? That was why are they funny? Why are they doing such a good job at this character? Like, because the movie is so scripted. Like, every single line is scripted. And this guy's lines felt a bit more, like, off the cuff. Like, a bit more improv. Like, and it was less, like, chunks to the dialogue. He was just kind of just, like, babbling. And I was like, this is so out of place and really funny. And, yeah, anyway.
Was he a comedian?
Beautiful stuff.
He was a comedian. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow.
It was Bernie Mac.
It was Jim Belushi. I was like, who is this guy? Should we get on? 20 minutes in, should we
Jim
get on
Belushi?
With the podcast?
Yeah, may as well.
Let's
mate.
Do a segment.
All right, we're going to debut a brand new segment this week.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about, baby. We're all about debuting segments out here.
Love a good debut. And this segment is called Pitch a Sketch.
What?
Do you want to explain
that? Sketch. Where we, one of us or all of us, or sketches, because we're a sketch comedy trio. So a sketch or multiple sketches, we pitch them, but in order to make it a fun title, it's called Pitch a Sketch, so they rhyme, but you're actually pitching a sketch. But
so pitch a sketch. Pitch a sketch.
Why don't you go the other way around and call it pitch a sketch?
Pitch a sketch.
Because sketch is, I think, the more important word, because we're a sketch comedy trio.
Or, well, I mean, neither of them were. Why not just go neutral ground, like patch a sketch? You know what I'm saying? Like,
just go the complete opposite direction.
What about trial and idea? Why don't we just call it that?
What about give us an idea? You know, like that sounds.
What about groupthink? Let's just have a chat about something. Brainstorm session.
Sketch think tank.
What about Shark Tank? That seems new.
That's already
and
a show.
New
yeah,
and
that's
fresh.
Already a show. Yeah, that's
already a show.
Yeah, is
that's
it?
A show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about business.
Yeah, it's about business.
Mark
People
Cuban's
come
in it.
Yeah,
Mark Cuban's in it, and Steve Dominican Republican.
What? I don't know what this is. What are you doing?
Mark Cuban and Steve and Dominican Republican.
Oh, I get it now. Ah! Not Dominican. Well,
and Gary Barbados?
You could have just said Dominican. That would have been fine. But then you went Republican.
Yeah, Steve Dominican would have been better.
Yeah,
Republican
is what threw me off.
Yeah, Dominican Republican. Yeah.
Okay,
Steve Dominican.
I don't want to workshop the shitty dad joke I just did.
It's pretty good.
You joke.
You tickle the two dads quite a lot.
Oh, yeah. My audience is right here. This is good.
Okay, so this is where. Do we have a sting for this, or are we just not going to bother? Like,
nah, you got to make one.
Pitch a sketch.
Max, have you been like listening to more Slipknot recently or something? Or like, what's changed in your life, man? Jermaine brought this up before we recorded, but you have got this new.
I've always been a rock and roll dude, man.
James,
you're culturally appropriating white people.
James, we talked about the guitar thing on the podcast. You said it happened before we recorded, but it's
oh, did we not?
Yeah, no.
No, it was during.
It was during.
Oh, wow.
This is why I'm the host and you're not. This is why you lost those fucking hosting jobs, mate. Because you don't even remember.
this reason?
You don't even remember what's
yeah,
on
the producers.
Yeah, they're like looking at the headshots on the table. They're like, oh, this guy looks like he's going to forget when they talked about the guitar. not him.
Yeah.
The first thing that the producers ask you, James, when did you talk about the guitar riff? I don't know.
On the pod or off the pod?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
All right.
Pets. Here we go.
Pets,
I've got a sketch.
One. Yeah, he's got a sketch.
Oh, so you've got one?
Pets, you pitch it. Pitch it to us and also to the listeners and watchers on YouTube.
Okay.
And we'll get their feedback. And if they have some thoughts, then
yeah.
We can.
Oh, let me see. If
that okay. Sketch idea number one. Mm-hmm. A Jeremy Kyle type show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Already funny.
Great. Where they always do a DNA test on every single person. the escalation is that everyone gets a DNA test by the end, including cast and crew.
So it's not even DNA related. It's like this guy has been accused of robbing a bank.
Yeah.
Let's do a DNA test.
No. I think it's DNA related.
Oh, okay.
And I think they do a DNA test on the guy.
Yeah.
And then they do a
DNA
test.
Are you the father?
Yeah, are you the father? They do a DNA test on that guy, and he's not the father.
And so they like, keep looking for
yeah,
him.
And then, they go, and, then the, and then you know you think
well,
that's
so which did
no, 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 but you think that's the end of the show, right? Like he does a DNA test on the guy and he's like, he's not the father. And you think that's the end of the show and the dramatic music dies down. But then the dramatic music lifts up again and he's go, but I've got another DNA test. And it just keeps going and going and going and going. And
so
they
wait,
keep
and so it goes
DNA
through
test.
Other people in his life at first.
Yes.
And then it starts getting absurd.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so
it's himself.
Yeah. So like one of the ones where it starts getting weird is like, I've done a DNA test on me. Dun, dun, dun. And then it starts getting...
Look to somewhere else. We... Jimmy Butler is not the father of
me. Jimmy Butler's just, Jimmy Butler. They just pan across and Jimmy Butler's there and he's just like, I told y'all, man.
And it turns out, like, then they finally find who the father is and it's like the floor manager and they're just like, ah, oh, shit.
Yeah, and just puts his headphones down and runs?
Runs out of there.
The father's gone.
What would be the, what would be?
It's an immaculate conception.
Yeah, like, so, okay, so we got, there's the skip idea.
That's the good punchline.
Yeah, like, what's the ultimate escalation? Like, how do we get to?
God. It's God. There is no father. It's immaculate conception.
They are Jesus. And it's like... This is Jesus's, this is.
that's such a good representation of the current world we live in, that if a prophet was to come in this day and age, it would be revealed on Jeremy Kyle.
That's funny. Consider that sketch pitched.
Does Jeremy Kyle even, the show even exist anymore?
Yeah, man.
Does it?
It's big time. Yeah. Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
Mark Cuban hosts it now.
And Steve Dominican. Republican.
And Steve Dominican, Republican.
James, do you have a sketch?
Yeah, you.
I do. That was a pretty good start.
That was good. That's a good sketch.
That's
I like
a great
that.
Start. Oh, yeah. So I've got... Okay. I've got a phone camera... A phone camera review on YouTube.
Okay.
Like, you know, a classic guy. Like, we're going to test out the Samsung Galaxy S9.
Is it high-end, lots of subscribers, or low-end, not that many subscribers?
High-end, lots of subscribers, like a proper one.
Okay.
But all the videos and pictures he uses are incriminating images of a murder he did.
It's really good. It really lifts out the roof. Like,
if you compare the iPhone 11 photo to the Samsung S9, and it's like a fucking... And it's like him holding it up and shit.
That really good detail. Like
now, if you see the blood dripping from the knife, on the Samsung, you can actually see the red is more vibrant.
That's a good sketch, right?
That's a pretty funny sketch. But how do you set it up, like...
It would start small, so it would be like a picture of a park, and like, you know how they always go outside and it's like a picture of a park, and they test the zooms, and then the zooms has like a photo of him like with a knife, like going to
you know.
Like it's like kind of just him tracks the murder.
Him walking through with a hoodie on and a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
So well, what's the escalation? How does it?
Yeah,
out?
Yeah.
How do you
escalate it?
Does he get arrested while the video's happening?
Yeah, he gets arrested while it's happening. And he's still reviewing.
Oh, yeah.
He's like in the back of the police car. He's like, remember to like, share, subscribe.
That's good. That's good stuff.
That's good. I like that.
Yes, consider that sketch patched. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a sketch.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going off the top.
Is this off the top of the dome?
No, it's not off the dome. I just remember it.
Okay.
So it's
in the middle of the dome.
It's in the middle of the dome. This sketch is...
the bottom of the dome.
This sketch is... So it's like... It's a home renovation show.
Yeah.
And it's like this white couple getting their home renovated... And they're like the real millennial kind of hipsters, right? And they are hugely unaware that they are gentrifying the area. So they're like the renovations, they come and they go, all right, so compared to other houses in your area, and then they show like the hood, and then the people are like, yeah, we're just trying to really raise the value of the area, you know, like we just want, and we were like, hopefully we'll have our family and friends come and live in the area, you know, and then it'll raise the value of everything, you know, and it's
do
just
we have
like,
would you have I think that's really funny would you have people who live there already, like in the lower socioeconomic area, reacting, like maybe Voxies or something.
Maybe
to get
they're just
comedy
like
from them.
You have random shots of them, like,
like you're looking sus as fuck.
What are these people doing?
What's the what? Where does the sketch go? Like, how do you? Where does it end? How does it end?
Sadness.
I like that.
Just ends
real.
Sadness.
Just
no.
True.
Jermaine's head pops up from the top of the screen and goes, "Sadness." And then black.
No, what it does is it's a drone shot. It's a drone shot. It's a drone shot out from the house. Like, so it's the before of the house, after of the house. The drone keeps pulling away, and all the other houses keep getting renovated.
Blown up.
Oh. Renovated, like all to nicer houses. All like somber, sad music plays. Yeah. And then, you know, and then we all cry.
But do they get renovated in a way where the original population get to enjoy those renovations and stay there?
Oh, no, no, no.
Wait, Pax, hold on.
No. Do you know what gentrification is, Pax?
I thought it was a rock band from the 90s. Gentrification!
Gentrification! We gentrify, gentrification! I got that idea for that sketch from a real show.
Called?
I got that idea from that sketch by actual gentrifying.
Well, in a way, I am gentrifying a little bit. I don't know if I feel good about it.
What did you say, James?
Sad.
Sadness. Oh, I thought you spoke some Filipino just then.
So it came from a show called Backyard Envy. I think it's Backyard Envy.
Oh, I think I know the show.
And it's people, it's like people renovate
people jealous of their neighbor's backyard.
They renovate gardens. And then it was just so, the beginning of it, I was like, it's already a sketch. Mm. And it was like, all right, we're heading to Bed-Stuy. And like, this is it. Which is a neighborhood that's on the rise. And then the couple...
Up and coming, yeah.
Up and coming. And then the couple are just the most fucking hipster. These two white people. They're just like, yeah, we got this really cheap, you know? And so we're just doing it up. And then, da, da, da. And then they look at the backyard, and the backyard just real, real bad. And like, just like, not just leaves everywhere. It's just like some deck chairs. And then it was just like, I was like, this already is the sketch. If anything... The sketch I pitched is it's plagiarism. I plagiarized it from this other TV show.
Yeah, can you not patch plagiarized sketches, please?
I reckon the sketch would be really funny if stuff that is so distinct to the hood is happening around them and they're still so oblivious to it.
They
have no idea like what's going on. That's funny, I like it.
That's good. Consider that sketch pitched.
Nice. Oh, that's it. We all had a jam.
Do we want to go one more round?
Oh, I've got no more, mate. That's me.
I've got one more.
Guys, I've got another sketch.
Let's save it.
I've got another sketch idea. It's
Save it for another episode.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you.
I'm drinking a coffee. And...
Jermaine, are you just pitching?
There's a bulldog clip on my face, on my beard.
He's missing dad firing.
And then I nail clip my nails.
Don't cut yourself.
Jermaine's pitching this like stupid. Jermaine's pitching this stupid, like, just see what's around him kind of sketch, but then cut to 6 months later, he's on, like, we're watching, like, Jimmy Kimmel or something.
He's on SNL.
And we just, is that Jermaine? He's just sipping a coffee. And
this
there's a clip
the
on
sketch.
His face. And
this
he's like,
is
oh.
the sketch. See,
this
I
is
just
the
pitch,
sketch.
You, I just pitched, it's a shit person trying to come up with a comedy idea, and then everyone's like,
and
you're
his friends
an idiot.
Are like, that's dumb.
Yeah, and then years later, they're a genius for doing it.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a sketch title.
Okay.
Oh.
It just says.
What the hell?
I think we came up with this together. But it's no explanation, no nothing about the sketch, just the title. My Colonel, KFC Dead Poet Society.
If that we came really up funny. With this together, I don't remember. But
maybe
is,
we did. It's just it's in my phone. Right. I don't know if we did.
Do you know what this is? You've just created sponsored post content. KFC ever comes up to us and they're like, hey, we're thinking of working with you guys.
We go, oh, we got an idea for you.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I love KFC. It's delicious.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, yeah.
I talk about it. But if KFC ever came to me and said, here's some money,
yeah,
we'll get sponsored content for KFC, I'd go, no. be like, no.
I have morals.
I have morals.
As you eat like a wicked
while you're eating a piece
while
of chicken.
While I'm dipping my chips into the potato gravy, like scooping it into my mouth, getting fucking gravy all on my beard. I'm like, no, I have morals. I will not I will not take your blood money.
The logic is, just because I'm doing this to myself doesn't mean other people should do it to themselves as well.
Which is fair enough logic, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, do you? You know? Your body, your choice, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, James, I've pitched the second round. I pitched one. Pax pitched one.
Oh, are we doing a second round?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Oh, I thought Pax was doing a sneaky sneak.
Nah, and I did my sketch with the bulldog clip. Bulldog clip guy. Bulldog clip comedy.
Oh yeah. My God.
Okay, here's a sketch. Here's a sketch. The guy just keeps putting bulldog clips on his beard, just like this.
Yeah, and then?
Keeps putting them on.
What's the escalation?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one. This is a good one.
It's a good question. What is the escalation?
Oh my God, bro.
What is the escalation?
Escalation is that we go out to a satellite image of Earth and there's just this growing ball of bulldog clips.
Can we talk about why Jermaine lives in a paperclip company? Why you have so many paperclips in your house?
They're bulldog clips.
No. Not only paperclips.
Bulldog clips.
Why is there 78 bulldog clips in your house?
Because we kind of...
This is your chairs.
Chelsea, she sometimes needs these kinds of things for her work that she does. Mm-hmm. She goes in and out of offices and just ends up with lots of clips. And also because we've worked...
Is she a professional clipper?
No, you need it to like put some fucking scripts up on the board or whatever.
Sure.
And and as well, we've worked in TV, we have leftover like lighting bulldog clips. So that's why. And
such
as well,
a logical explanation.
Well, that just makes sense. That just makes absolute
make
sense.
Good, clean sense.
Clean, no jokes, zero jokes.
Yeah. All right, James, pitch your final sketch.
Here's my pitch. Okay, it's the guy who's in charge of coming up with new Whiskers flavors, and that's the reason they're all so gourmet all the time. He wants to make it so gourmet.
What's Whiskers? Oh, the cat food.
The cat food.
James, you're frozen. Oh, no, wait, you're back. Well, slow motion.
Okay. Yeah. The Whiskers, the cat food, because you know how they're always like all gourmet flavors?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you don't have to. And he's like, this one is... a chef special.
Is he like a French guy with like a beret and the scarf? Like he's like actual.
He wasn't, but he is now.
Oh. Yeah, he needs to be.
Oh, another one is
No.
An Apple style Steve Jobs presentation, like at a Apple company, but it's like someone explaining the wheel or fire or like something like the first person invented fire.
But is it like
fire
olden? Too. Is it like old times?
Yeah,
is it like caveman times? Caveman,
but they're on a stage, like a modern stage, but they're like
my
cavemen.
Problem
going,
with that one, my problem
the
with that
too.
One is there's recently an Export Gold beer ad that is doing that. They like it's not caveman times, but they're like it's beer 2.0. And they're we've got a new beer, and everyone's like, oh, and it's got all the shots. Right. All the same shots you have.
Oh, Funny Girls did that one for Vibrator, didn't they?
Yeah, that would have. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a theme going on here, but I've got... do you guys know what the Vogue 72 questions is?
No.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I have a Vogue memory of it, yeah?
Nice.
No.
Thank you.
Then this won't land with you.
All right, Pat's close the segment.
It didn't have motherfucker in it before.
I'm rock and roll, baby. I'm hardcore.
All right.
Rock and roll.
I'm hardcore.
So the segment that we're going to do next was leftover from last week. We were supposed to do it last week, but we ran out
of
time.
We got leftovers.
And it is secrets. James, do we have this thing for that?
Nope.
Right. So James,
I can edit it in.
Just a question. Just a little question. So when we record the stings on episodes, do you take them out and go, I'm gonna play
guilty 7-year-old right now.
No.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah.
So James, yeah.
So whenever we're talking about, we're like, hey, here's the sting for the segment. You never go, yeah, well, I should definitely keep that aside so we can use that every week.
Oh, no, I say that in the moment. Yeah, and then a week passes, yeah. And then I sit in here in my lounge with you guys, mm-hmm, yeah. And then I go, oh, I haven't done that. And then we go, oh, well, then I press record. Yeah.
And this is why you're not the motherfucking host, buddy.
What do you think the host does? Do you reckon? Oh my God.
I used to play the stings. I used to play the stings and host. And so that means I would push you.
No, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you.
All right. Top 7 health benefits of asparagus. 1.
That's not a fruit.
Yeah, I'm just branching out. 1. Many nutrients.
Oh, branching out.
Many nutrients, but few calories. Asparagus is low in calories, but boasts an impressive nutrient profile. 2. Good source of antioxidants. Antioxidants are compounds that help protect your cells from the harmful effects of free radicals and oxidative stress. 3. Radicals. Makes your piss stink.
Scott Hall.
Let's all right, that's it.
Fruit. No, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you.
Cut the shit.
I'm also antioxidant.
Yeah, those oxidants.
I'm not.
They've been rushed. You know, they rushed the
yeah,
oxidants.
I'm not
like, usually, oxidants take years to make.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm questionable of this oxidant.
You know what? Let's clog up the streets.
I can't believe the government is making us take these oxidants.
Down with oxidants. Down with oxidants.
Anyway, Jermaine, go on, Superhost.
Cut the shit.
Okay, this segment is so James, do you remember how long the sting is that you're going to edit in?
Yeah, just give us like 10 second pause.
Okay. So the next segment is called Secrets.
Okay, and then?
There you go.
Okay, hopefully it's played.
I'm pretty sure it's only 5 seconds, so...
I really hope you don't put it in.
So
I kind of tempted not to.
So, the secret...
This is a segment.
This is a segment where we give you a little behind-the-scenes peek of something from our comedy-related world. So that could be our TV show, could be our live shows.
We gave you a little secret at the beginning of the episode already.
Yeah, a little bit about how. That was more about James specifically.
That's peeling back the curtain on my mental health state.
Yeah. But tears.
James's face, shit.
I've also got, can I just point something out? I get this all the time, but if I wake up too early and I'm not quite awake yet, or I've slept on one side of my face, or I've just like slept on my face, my like eyelids just don't open up properly, and so I get like this like real like no fold eye vibe going on. Anyway, I just want to point that out if anyone's wondering why I look stoned. I'm also stoned, as you were.
Try and open your eye. Like, can you just not do it?
Whoa. My eyes are open. Fucking
He fell for the trap. I activated my trap card. Baiting. I was just sitting there the whole time. I was like, Jermaine, just don't say anything. Just leave it. Just wait for James to finish and we'll move on. All right? Just leave
My eyes are fine. Jokes can't.
Jokes cool.
Cool. All right. What's the secret this week?
Okay, so this is... Actually, Pax wasn't here. This was just me and James.
I was doing shits, watery shits.
Oh, he was doing big shits.
So when we were filming our TV show, we were in Oamaru. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how we'd found out, but there was a Tongan community there. And so we thought we'd kind of figure out a way to go spend some time with them. And so we met up with some... local kind of rugby touch players, and we went down there.
And not all of them were Tongan.
Not all of them Tongan. On the TV show. There were very few Tongans, to be honest.
Yeah, if anything, they're a Pacific Island community.
Yeah, it's a Pacific Island community. So me and James on the show in the segment, it was on the TV show. We played touch with these guys. First, we did some
very poorly.
Yeah, well. You were very poor. I was fine. They just edited my worst moments. And there were, like, every, like, James, you had an abundance of bad moments, and they had to edit in, like you had, like, 100 moments, they only put in, like, 5. I had 5 bad moments, and they put in all 5. That's what I'm saying.
This is, okay, he's only saying this because he edited that episode. Yeah. So, he's like, James, it was dog shit for you. I was kind to you in the edit.
Are you doing a bit, Jermaine, or is this real?
Is what real?
Like, no, I had the most embarrassing moment on that, which is when the guy was like, "Oh, you can do the tea when if you're not playing, you can be the guy on the bench doing the tea." And I thought he meant like tea that you like, but he meant the tea that you, of course, that you put the ball in when you kick the fucking ball. And I said that, and it went on TV. So okay, very crack up, very immigrant, very cool.
Jermaine's the only one that's a little bit rugby. me and James are so not rugby at all.
Well, I played.
I'm rugby watcher when the World Cup's on.
I played rugby league when I was a kid, and I've played touch in as an adult. Like,
what position did you play?
Yeah,
rugby league.
Are you like first six, seven, eight?
I played wing first eight because I was probably the worst player. So they would always put the bad players out in the wing. Because
oh really?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought the wing was meant to be like the skilled. Fast guy.
Yeah, it's when like Joe Rockefeller.
When you get to a level where you have a team of all good players, wing is a good player. But when you have a team of 15 where 5 are good players, you have them in the middle, like, and you just have all the shit players that are, like, you push them out.
Okay. That's news to me, baby.
All the action happens there anyway.
Yeah, most of the action happens in the middle.
But so what would happen when the ball would get passed out to you and you're in a situation where you need to do something?
You would run out of bounds immediately.
It just wouldn't. The ball just very rarely gets passed out. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
What's the secret?
So the secret is, so this is a bit that got cut out of the show. And this was like during our, while we were training, we did a whole bunch of drills. And then the boys there decided, they said, let's do run it straight. Now, for those who don't know, run it straight, I guess it's where you just,
like a challenge.
It's a challenge. So you hold the ball and you just have to run straight and try and get past everyone. It's like running the gauntlet, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that we had to run it straight. I did it first, and we'd just been in Motueka, so I had my shoulder fucked up.
Shoulder.
Oh yeah.
So I also said to them,
hey, shout out to that guy who dropped Jermaine on his shoulder.
So I said to them, I was like, look, boys, I've actually got a fucked shoulder. I'll run it straight, but no one can hit my shoulder. Like you, because you.
And what were they like? Were they like,
They were like, yeah. But then Izzy steps in and she goes, no, seriously, guys, you can't, like, da da da. And then they were like, oh, okay, lady, yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did it, and then it came James's turn to do it. And so I did it against all the guys, and they're all like there. But when it came James's time to do it, what they did is they invited up someone's grandmother.
One of them's mum. No, it was someone's mum.
Someone's mum, like an old Polynesian lady. And James had to run it straight against this old Polynesian lady.
No. What? How did I not hear?
Because it didn't make it in the show. Because it didn't get edited in, Pax, and you weren't there.
Did you do it?
Yeah, you didn't see it.
Yeah,
so, no, so here's what happened. Jermaine, tell him why it got cut out of the show and what went down.
Well, why it got cut out?
I fucking dropped the show. No,
okay. Took this mum out.
So all of this was their idea, right? Also, our director was someone, all right? So these were all the people.
Oh, no. Bro, it was Samson's idea. He went up to her and whispered
it
to her.
Was our director?
Samson. Samson. So
Samson Rambo, shout out Samson Rambo.
Yeah. So everybody around this idea, we're all Pacific Islanders, right? Yeah. And then there was me and James. And so, whether it was Samson's idea, whether it was her own idea, whether it was one of the boys' idea, but James had to run it straight against this old Polynesian lady who pulled off her jandal and had her jandal there as a weapon to hit James.
It was wild. I was like, it just feels like a Tofinga character.
And so the reason it got cut out of the show is because no one knows this stuff. Like, on TV, it's just like us, and we're as if we're making like this kind of racist joke about Pacific Islanders. But they did the comedy. Like, this was all their idea. Like, we did nothing. And so James...
Can I tell you?
So James had to run it straight against a older Polynesian woman holding a jandle.
I'd say that this was up there with this for being the most terrifying thing that happened to me on that road trip.
The shaka thing
in Wairoa. I genuinely thought it was so funny.
It was very funny.
I'm confused as to why we didn't put it in the show.
Because
we didn't want to put a stereotype and make it look like that we asked them to do that.
Yeah, it's the perception. This is a
everything in the show kind of happens like we're doing gags and it's like
everyone assumes, rightly so, everyone watching the show assumes we are in control of the comedy.
Yeah.
But we weren't in control of this particular thing.
I was not in control at all.
Well, James, what happened when you ran into it? What happened?
Well, so I ran towards her, and then she, like, went to actually, like, fucking, like, and I had to, like, dodge the fucking jandle.
God, that would have been so funny,
though.
And then
everyone just laughed. It was very funny.
They were all laughing so much.
Don't you think?
It made me go, why did the All Blacks not just put this lady in prison? Like, fuck a what's his name? Bowden Barrett, you know? Put fucking auntie on there.
I was the one who shared the concerns first about it being in the show.
Right.
In the edit.
I was like, I don't know about this. And it went through a couple of stages before it ended up getting cut out. But the thing is, there's actually, in our TV show, there's so much funny stuff that gets cut out. Like, it's so much shorter than what the initial, like, this is all the funniest bits. And so it's just like, basically, when the show is getting edited, part of it is finding reasons to get rid of funny stuff.
Yeah.
And that was a good enough reason. It was like, there could be a perception that we were being...
It's more like, it didn't feel like it was our joke to tell.
You know, it wasn't our joke to tell, I feel like. But it was
that sums it up.
Very funny. Pax is just sitting there like, no, we should have put it on, man.
There had to be a way to be able to...
To make it clear that they did.
Yeah, to make it clear that it wasn't our joke. Like, voiceover being like, okay, even just like if we did VO with one of you actually explain what happened, maybe that would have been too long and long-winded. I don't know.
I think it just other things won out.
James could have been like, the Philippines is in the Pacific Ocean, so I'm Pacific Islander. Here we go.
This following joke is okay.
Here you go.
Well, if it makes it feel better, that stereotype exists in Filipino culture and also your culture, Pax. The idea of a jandle smashing you in the face. You'd literally do stand-up about it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a fun day.
Yes. So that is our little secret of the week.
I don't know if we have time for a third segment.
No, I think we do.
Oh, do we?
Okay, what's the third segment?
Oh, wait, you have to close secret, so we'll just have to sit here for 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah,
because you haven't prepared a fucking sting.
Oh, here we go. Closing secrets.
Okay, moving on.
There is no sting going on there.
Do not put a sting. Do not put a sting in there.
There is no sting.
If you put a sting in there, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Pax out here pretending like he actually listens to the podcast.
If someone tells me that there's a sting in that bit, I'm going to be so annoyed.
No sting on that.
All right. So the final segment of the day, we'll do it really quickly. I think we can knock this out quickly.
Okay.
Is called Legacy.
Okay.
I'll do this thing.
Okay, go.
James, when I'm about to do this thing, what I want you to do is sometime this week, I want you to clip out the sting and just add it to your soundboard so that when if we do this segment again, you can just quickly play it.
No, I don't want you.
All right. Number three. Asparagus can improve digestive health. Dietary fiber is essential for good digestive health. Number four, help support a healthy pregnancy. Asparagus is an excellent source of folate, also known as vitamin
B9. No, I don't want you.
James,
Why have you done a vegetable? I'm so disappointed.
Because I decided to change it up this week.
Look, the thing is, James, fruit chat is Jermaine's thing, and he is in control of it. So,
What's not vegetable chat?
If you don't like it, start your own food-based chat.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know what? I will.
What's
yeah,
it called?
Yeah, food yeah and you'll record a thing for it and not fucking play it.
I will.
Whoa,
here's the thing.
Whoa, damn fighting words.
Here's a thing. That's the thing. Pex just did it. Whoa, damn fighting words.
No, that's a different segment. This is this thing from my new segment, Filipino food chat. Filipino food chat, we're talking food.
Yep. Racism.
Yeah, wow. That's not your joke to tell, James.
That's the specific Island Boys joke to tell.
Okay, so
anyway,
this segment is called Legacy, and here's the sting. This is my legacy. All right, there we go.
Wow, that was actually really good.
Oh, Jermaine, you actually sung. You're trying there. I could feel it.
No, I could have done better if I actually tried.
Go on then. Do fucking give it 110%, man.
It's not that funny. Being good at things isn't that funny.
Do you know what's one of the funniest things in the world?
Good singing.
Is trying to sing earnestly without doing a joke.
Can you please give
us your
best?
It's so hard!
Jermaine, do a good rendition of it.
It's so hard and funny.
Alright, so what is the song? What should I sing?
No, sing that song. That you just, the legacy
song.
Oh,
no, but I don't know enough of the song. okay, here's the song. I'll sing a song. I sing to...
Do sing like the best you can sing, because you can sing.
Well, this is really embarrassing. Like, I'm real nervous about doing this. But I kind of have... I feel like I have to do it now. Am I going red? I'm feeling real sweaty.
What is it with comedians not having real trouble doing anything earnestly?
Oh, because it pains us in our loins.
But why? Like my wife.
Do you
wife,
know when I direct theater and I have to do
like
it. Earnest things?
My wife hates it that I can't commit to anything earnest. I just can't. I have to make fun of it. I have to. You know, like what's wrong with us?
No, I have to put like when I direct theater and I do like a really earnest, heartfelt thing, like do something. I have to like put a different. I have to consciously go. No, you're not a comedian for this. Just like fucking send it. Like you have to put effort into it. So in saying that, Jermaine, can you sing earnest song for us, please?
Well. The thing is, so I could sing something in Te Reo Māori, but if I do, then people will purposely not make fun of it because they'll be like,
"Oh yeah,
that
okay,
was
no,
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah."
But
yeah,
if
yeah,
I definitely do Titanic,
you want people to feel the freedom to rip into you,
the freedom to rip into me. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. I'll sing Burn One Down by Ben Harper. Okay.
Oh.
No comedy allowed.
I can't.
You can't do
comedy.
Zero comedy.
I can't do it. I can't be sincere. This is the hardest.
Yes, you can.
I can't believe you nailed. This is the bringing up the hardest thing in the world.
You can do it.
Oh my god. Okay.
Any time I try, every single fiber of my body wants to make it a joke.
Okay. Here we go. You know what? I'm gonna turn away. Okay. Let us burn one from end to end and pass it over to... Fuck, I can't. That's it. That's as far as I can get.
How painful was it?
It was fine when I wasn't thinking that people were listening. Like, when I was just on my own. But then once I went, James and Pax are watching me, I'm shaking. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how...
It's so hard.
I don't understand how...
People who sing, I don't understand how they just sing.
That's what I was thinking. So, like... I think there's a. It's like a such a different brand of vulnerability, that you need to have to be able
god,
to do that
I'm
shit.
So okay, I'm let's get into the secret.
It's the same reason that like actors or like this is the same reason that actors or like people who are like really earnest, serious musicians often make terrible comedy or like terrible stand up because they're so earnest. Like,
but sometimes you need earnestness.
Yeah, I'm saying that though, like people like Adele. Sing very earnest songs, but are so funny
in
real
life.
So.
And then funny as well.
But that's not. But that's her not being earnest. Like
true,
that's
like
incredible.
She has to switch
it on. The ability to just switch between is like crazy to me. I have
you know
everything
what?
Has
I'm
to
like,
be a joke.
I'm sitting here being like, everything has to be a joke. I literally, my last show was like colonization, man.
Yeah, yeah, but you framed it. You put comedy around it. You didn't
it's
just
different.
Do a TED talk. Like it wasn't only serious.
I did still make a gag of stuff.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like
I'll do an earnest show on the Comedy Fest next year.
There you go.
To prove a point.
Do either of you feel negative feelings towards people that are being earnest?
No. Not at all.
I don't feel negative, but no, I feel like...
Not negative, but cynical. They're being earnest, they're being vulnerable and being in touch with their emotions. All you want to do is just rip into them.
Sometimes.
And it's comedy. Twitter.com is.
Sometimes, yeah. But I've been watching The Voice, and I love The
Voice.
This
is The Voice!
I love hearing people sing, and really singing really, really well and really caring. And I've been watching The Voice Australia, and Jessica Malboy, man, she loses her mind at everybody. She's just like up, and she's like, yeah, and losing her shit. And I was watching for a while, I was just like, oh my God, calm down, Jessica Malboy. And then I started going, why? Just live your life, man. Yeah, go for it. Go for it, Jess. Like, yeah, get crazy. Like, do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten to a zone of where I've stopped policing people's joy.
It's not even policing. For me, it's like, it's my insecurity coming out. Like, I don't want other people to be earnest.
That's literally it. You because are projecting
I feel uncomfortable. Like, well, fuck you, then. I feel uncomfortable that they can do it and I can't. So then my response is, I'll make fun of you.
That's literally, yeah. That's, I mean, you're showing a lot of self-awareness there, at least.
But I can't, yeah, I know it's happening, but I can't stop it. I'm like, I see someone being earnest, and I'm like, no, it's fine. Let them be vulnerable. Let them be, you fucking loser. You know, like, it just comes out. I can't stop it. But no, if I'm by myself, I'll cry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the insecurity. I mean, often,
if I'm by myself, I will cry. But if I'm with someone else, I will sometimes make a little funny joke so I won't cry.
In between the three of us, I think I'm definitely the most likely. Like, I post like earnest posts on social media and shit. So like, I know.
Yeah, well, James, you also come from theatre. Yeah, you come from the theatre background. Like, I've never.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never worked in any kind of creative field where you don't
Can I tell you guys something? So do you remember when sometimes when we were working
together, we really are running out of time to do the segment.
We need to focus, and I was like, oh, we need a warm up or something. Whenever I take you guys for a warm up, that is like a hint of like a window into my other world of like really earnest like body work on just like in theater workshop world. And Jermaine, I think you probably had a bit of this from like doing plays yourself.
Well, yeah, but when I was at high school, yeah.
Like, that, I think, is the ultimate test. Like, when you have a group of 20 people going... and, like, yeah. You just be like, this is fine.
So what I do, and I'm sure Pax does not do this at all, is I go, this is James's world. This is a part of James's world. And this is important to him. This is an important thing. So I'm not going to make fun of it while we're doing it.
Yeah.
I'll make fun of it later.
Like, about this shit? Like, well, the thing is, like, I think being in it as well, you can grow an awareness to how silly it is. Like, I've done that joke on stage. Like, that's a genuine exercise. But also, I'm like, it does look like you're jerking a dude off. Like, it doesn't. You have to be able to laugh at that shit, or else, like, you're lying to yourself. Anyway, all that to say, to be vulnerable, guys.
That's why recording my sitcom was really hard, because I had to be earnest and serious a lot.
No, but okay, can I say something though? You're earnest in your stand up though. You have moments of
James, it's the same thing though.
You get to undercut it with a joke.
Yeah,
and you know the joke is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't have to sit in that honesty.
In the sitcom, you're acting, which is different. Like, you have to tap into a vulnerability because you're
whereas in the sitcom there's a scene where I have to be vulnerable and real. Because it's an emotional moment, and I don't get to do joke. I just have to sit there.
I don't get to do joke.
I don't do joke. And then the director goes, cut! And then everyone's and like... And then everyone just packs up their stuff and goes to the next scene. And I'm just sitting there like... You know?
How did you deal with that? That's so interesting. How did you deal with that?
It was hard. It was really hard. I had to like really... Yeah, I had to put in a lot of effort in learning how to... not try and make everything funny for the sake of my own insecurity.
Did you do rehearsing with the director, coaching with anybody to get the role? To make the role as strong,
like
and as strong as a character as you could be? Or was that just all left up to you and put on your shoulders and you just did what you thought was right?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm sure you didn't say...
You figure it out.
theater. You would have had chats with like your director, like Mads.
Chats.
Or...
Yeah. I had chats, but there was no like rehearsal and like sit down and figure it out. That was, we didn't have a lot of time. So that was kind of set aside for the kids.
Because there's
so many kids in the show and the kids have such big roles. Yeah. That was kind of set aside for the kids. And it was like, if we had more time, then yeah, probably I would have done that. But,
you know what's funny?
Nah.
I was just...
Zero acknowledgement of my dumb joke.
What was it? I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, I didn't even hear it. I said,
you're like, the kids had so many roles. And I was like, don't fat shame the kids, man.
Okay. So I...
One of them.
I don't know how often you guys Google yourselves, but I Googled myself probably once a week. And I Googled myself last night.
Yeah.
He's being vulnerable.
And I've noticed that... Google, when it comes out at the top and it says, like, has the little thing, like, Jermaine Ross is blah, blah, blah. No, it says, it just has a little thing about you.
Sure.
Like
oh, sure.
You know, like, the automatic thing that Google says. Google says, yep. I'm an actor. And I'm not a strong actor. Two, I haven't really acted in a lot. I've done way more
Yeah, but
comedy.
You've acted.
What?
You've acted.
You acted.
Yeah, but I'm a comedian more than I'm an actor.
You've acted more than some people who consider themselves professional actors.
Yeah.
Oh, real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There are some people who are like, I'm an actor, and they've done one Postie Plus ad.
Yeah. Or like, they were an extra on a fucking TV show or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I am an actor.
Jermaine changes from now on?
That's what Jermaine thinks actors do. Jermaine, you're a thespian, man.
Something happened. Oh, I accidentally turned my thing down. I can't hear you guys.
Yeah, don't turn it down, man. I want to hear you.
I don't think we have time for the third segment, guys.
Fuck, you're so right. We don't. Luckily, I didn't even... Oh, I did open it. Oh, now I've got to close
you
it
did.
Again.
Now you have to close it.
I'm going to try and do it sincerely.
Yeah, okay.
This is my legacy.
No.
Shit.
Absolutely not.
Shit. You know what I might do? I might record myself sincerely singing.
Please do a cover.
I'll sincerely sing, and then
I think
we
can
listen to it on the podcast.
Taking off comedy hat, putting on serious theater director hat. Yeah. I think you've got a lovely voice.
It's
and I
fine. It's
you
fine.
You could actually make a beautiful song about. I reckon a lot of the pain and depression you're feeling. You could
make a beautiful.
No, no, no.
You could make a beautiful song about fat asses.
I couldn't record anything professionally, but I've at my uncle's funeral, I sang a song, like I played and sang a song. And so, I can't do gags at a funeral. Like,
yeah.
But
so
was
you
that
sang
hard?
It sincerely.
Was that hard?
No, it's different though. You have a different context.
It's different. There's a different context. There's a different context. And
singing earnestly at a funeral is very different to singing earnestly at the classic
and I'd
comedy
practice,
club at 10
like
PM show.
I'd practiced on my own, like I'd played it I had played and sang the song in front of people before, so it wasn't like oh this is out of nowhere, you know, it was fine, but in a comedy context, I don't know if I could.
All right.
It's the lingering vibe, lingering. That are lingering. They're still there in your dome, lingering around. They ain't going anywhere. What are the vibes?
I'm gonna edit that sting out.
James, I will fucking throw to the segments, all right? Don't be trying to preemptively host me.
I'm the host now.
All right, this week my lingering vibe is be sincere, be in the moment, be your honest, truthy self.
Oh, yes, he made a comedy at the end. Thank God.
Yeah, truthy. He's a truthy.
Oh, I didn't mean it to be. I didn't mean it to be.
Yeah, but it became comedy at the end. It was funny. I wanted to laugh.
It was cracker.
It was painful to begin with, and then it became funny, and now I feel okay about it.
All right, you guys go.
My lingering vibe is one day we'll do the third segment. And when we do, it's going to be a good day, I think.
My lingering vibe is that the world is filled with so much negativity and pain. And
already funny. Okay, no, here's the thing. We'll do another round of lingering vibes. Everyone has to try to be earnest. All right, there's a challenge. So, Jermaine, you go first again.
Oh my god! Now that this is the challenge, I don't know if I can do it.
You can do it, man.
My lingering vibe is we've been making fun of and quite mocking like anti-vax people quite hard, and I think that's kind of, there's an element of that that is punching down, because a lot of anti-vax people are also really, they're vulnerable people and they have like they're victims of things. So you, like for example colonization and capitalism, and you know, there's all these things that have been victims. So I guess I just want to say, think before when you're talking about like anti-vax people, whether you are ridiculing people or whether you're kind of speaking truth to power or speaking the truth or whatever. I guess keep that in mind.
Cool man.
Cool. That's good. My lingering... Oh, fuck. I don't know. Wait. My lingering vibe is check in with your friends, man. It's the tail end of a very long lockdown, especially if you're in Auckland. And, you know, when you... Humans, like, we're not built to be at home for this long and just, you know, doing the same thing. So just make sure that, yeah, that you really are checking in with your friends.
Okay. Pax.
I've had a lot of friendships throughout my life. Some come, some go. But I just wanted to say that you guys are some of my closest friends, and I cherish you guys deeply, because this is a friendship that's lasted a long time. I'm just getting emotional. And I just want to say I love you guys.
Bazinga!
Oh,
that's hard, man. How do people do podcasts without doing the other stuff?
Yeah, I've been listening. Jermaine,
I feel like yours was less vulnerable and more PSA.
Yeah, your one was...
Your one was more public ultimate service announcement, which is fine.
Is that it? Are you criticizing me being serious and not doing a joke? You're like, Jermaine, you didn't do serious and not do a joke well enough. I did it better than you.
I think what Pax is saying is
I'm more serious than you.
You didn't open up your wells.
Well, I didn't realize that's what we were doing. I just thought we were doing...
Yeah, just sure. I didn't really...
And as well, James, what you said, you fucking say all the time anyway. Like,
yeah,
check in with your friends.
Special.
Fuck, Pax's, I reckon Pax's, even though he laughed during it, Pax's was the most
sincere and earnest
one. He doesn't say that stuff to us.
Okay, well, that's, you know what that is?
What?
That's character growth, man. Mm. It's character development. You know what I'm saying? You started the podcast not being able to say that, and now you feel free to say that with only one laugh.
No, I felt free to say it. I just didn't think you guys deserved it. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's the lingering. They're still there. And you don't lingering around.
They ain't going anywhere. One of the five.
Every week I say, let's make sure we just keep it to 45 to 50 minutes, all right? And then we get to an hour and 10.
Cool. So thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate it. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up at fdbromail@gmail.com. Or
should we do a mailbag next week?
Well, here's the problem, James. No one's been emailing us. All our emails. So get in touch with us or on our Facebook page or on our Instagram. They're both freaking dangerous, bro. Also, we've just put out some new merch that James has designed and put out. Where can they get that, James?
Go to friggindangerousbro.digitees.co.nz, or you can go to the link in our Instagram bio.
Digitees, D-I-G-I-T-E-E-S.
That's the one.
.co.nz.
Anyone who's bought merch from us before and went, oh, it took ages to get here because it was in America or the shipping was really expensive. This company is in New Zealand, so it ships out of Papamoa. So there you go.
Is the other one still exist? Like, is it still up there?
No, I took all the designs down.
So everything's gone off TeePublic.
Yeah. So this is now our new merch store.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, if you want any of the old stuff, too bad, dummies.
Too bad. It was a limited run. You should have got it. You waited 2 years, asshole.
And as well, all the proceeds will go to Kids Can. And by Kids Can, I mean my kids can in her bedroom.
My kids can take the money from you and give it to me.
No, we'll donate it to Kids Can. Just so, I don't know. So we're not, because we're already rich, terrible basically.
Literally, Mike, this is me messaging the group. Hey guys, should we just donate the money? We're doing aight. And then we're like, yeah.
All right, so...
Some better than others. But we don't need to go into that.
Music by?
SFT Beats.
Technical Wizardry by?
Dumbledore.
James, Wizardry. It's James. Every week.
Oh, fuck. Every week.
We get it wrong every week.
Whatever it is,
yeah,
it's...
Fuck, Monday.
It's James. Sincerity by?
Access Hardy.
Almost me.
You got there in the end.
Best sketch pitch by.
Ooh.
Well, you didn't make that a competition.
My opinion? Pax. The My Kirtle was just.
that is a funny sketch. Bulldog clips by.
Bulldog clips, motherfucker. I got clips on clips on clips. 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 Clips up, clips up, clips.
Alright, fucking end it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Peace out. This is actually hurting now, all these clips.
Bye bye. Freaking dangerous, bro.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.